So we'll continue our series on Inyane Shabbos, and specifically Inyane Kiddush. So the Torah tells us, Zochar Eshom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, Zachreyo Alayayin Chazal, in different places. And we know the mitzvah is that we say Kiddush, and we also say Kiddush over wine. Maybe we'll have to go into next time exactly how much of Kiddush is Daraisa Drabanan, the discussion of the Gemara Nazir with Rashi and Tosfos, etc. But clearly the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah, as we read about it in Parashas Yisro. There's a major machlokas, the Rambam Maimonides versus Nechmanides, the Ramban, on what is the nature behind the mitzvah of Kiddush. What is the Geder Hadin? Why do we make Kiddush? Everyone agrees we make Kiddush and it's a mitzvah in our Torah. How much is Minat Torah is a discussion, but clearly we make Kiddush Friday night. It's a mitzvah Minat Torah. What is the nature? Why do we make Kiddush? So it seems to be a machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam seems to focus on the Zachar part. Zachar Shal Mashabes Lekadsho. Zachar is the key. Zechira Shevach V'Hodah. You seem to have to remember Shabbos through special praise of the day of Shabbos. We remember it by talking about its uniqueness in praising Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, the focus is on the word Zachar. We remember, and as the Mechilta tells us, and others extends it by Parashat Zachar, we have Zachar and Losishkach, and Losishkach is Belev, Zachar is Bepeh. So too, we make the drasha as well by Kiddush, even though the Gemara itself doesn't do it directly. And we have to be, the focus is on Zachareyu, on Zachar. However, according to the Ramban, a long Ramban on Parshas Yisro, on the Aseres HaDibros, the focus of the word is Gokadcho. The Iker of Kiddush is the Kiddusha, like the Ramban compares it to, let's say, Kiddush HaChodesh, or let's say Kedushas Shemitah V'Yovel, V'Kidashtem Eshnas HaChamishim. We sanctify, in other words, it's a din of Kedusha. And that's why, as the Gemara tells us in Be'a, among other places, there's a fundamental difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif. Kedusha Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaimei. The Kedusha is really inherent. Whether we like it or not, it's 6 days a week we work. On the seventh day, sunset, the Kedusha comes, whether we bring it in or not. As opposed to Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So even though Kedusha comes by itself, but it's patterned after, let's say, Kedushas HaBechor. Even though Kedusha comes by itself, yet L'machdish B'peh. So too by Kiddush, that the Ramban says it's a din of Kedusha, we're bringing the sanctity in. It's that the focus is on as Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So it seems to be a fundamental dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the reason behind the mitzvah of Kiddush? I all agree there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. The Rambam focuses on the word Zachar, Zachareyu. You remember it with special praise. And the Ramban seems to focus on, it's the Kedusha aspect, like Kedusha Sachodesh, Kedusha Yovel, etc. My Nafgamina. What's the practical difference between the Rambam and the Rambam? Either way, come Friday night, I have to make Kiddush. So what's the difference if I say the focus is on Zachar? Who cares if the focus is on Lekadsho? The bottom line, I got to make Kiddush. So Nafgamina number one is something we discussed in the past. It'd be the question, what is the status of Havdalah? Havdalah we make right after Shabbos is over. And it's a machlokas Rishonim on whether Havdalah is a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan. According to the Rambam, Havdalah is a mitzvah min HaTorah as well. And we see the Ramah quotes in the Or Chaim and others that Havdalah is only a mitzvah midrabanan. Everybody agrees Kiddush is Daraisa, but there's a Machlokas Rishonim on the status of Havdalah. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What is the issue on whether Havdalah is Daraisa or Darabanan? So it seems to be the Rambam Lishitason. The Rambam consistent with his view. Because the Rambam writes, and the Gemara tells us in Brachas Dav Chaf, Shavuos Dav Chaf, that the Torah tells us Zachar v'Shamar, and the Gemara learns out, Kashe Yeshu b'Shmira, Yeshu b'Zechira. Whoever's included in the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos is included in the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. Hence, woman achayev as well, mina Torah, in the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the Rambam compares the mitzvah of Kiddush to the mitzvah of Havdalah. Just like there's a mitzvah, Bichnisaso, to talk about the praise of Shabbos, so too be Yitziyaso. So the Rambam equates the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah. So just like the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah, so too the mitzvah of Havdalah is min HaTorah. And the Ramban, those who hold like the Ramban will seem to hold that no, Kiddush is not, Havdalah is not the Raisak, because according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Kiddush is to bring in the Kedusha Shabbos. There is no mitzvah of bringing in the Chol of Havdalah. I mean, obviously, there's a mitzvah midrabanan to be Mavdo ben Kodesh or Chol. But the Ramban seems to be working with the Orach HaChaim, with the Yisod of the Ramban, that if the mitzvah of Kiddush is to bring in the Kedusha, so there's nothing at all to do with Havdalah, and therefore Havdalah is a mitzvah sasesha, is a separate mitzvah midrabanan, and therefore it's only a din drabanan. So perhaps that's one nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, is whether Havdalah is deraisa drabanan. According to Rambam, the mitzvah of, if the focus is Zachar, it applies equally to Kiddush and Havdalah. But if the focus is on Lakadcho, that only applies to the bringing in Shabbos. There is no mitzvah of Kiddush on its exit. That's nafkamina number one. You got it? Mm-hmm. Nafkamina number two, perhaps, is the following question. There's a mitzvah, or at least we call it Kiddush, Kiddushei Rabbah, known as the Great Kiddush, which is known to as the Kiddush we make Shabbos morning is known as Kiddushei Rabbah. And it's Lashon Sagi Nor, because it's not really as important as the Kiddush at night. Kiddushei Rabbah is clearly only a mitzvah midrabanan, according to everybody. It's only a rabbinical mitzvah. So the question is, among the Rishonim, is there an Isser Te'ima before Kiddushei Rabbah? Am I allowed to eat before I make Kiddush Shabbos morning? So the Rambam writes that just like there's an Isser to eat before Kiddush Friday night, so too there's a Isser to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. We have a general rule that Rabbanim wa Mesakin Ke'en Daraisa Tiknu, that the rabbi set up the halacha of Kiddush Darabanan, patterned after the mitzvah at night, and that's what the Rambam learns, and the Rambam writes, there's an Issa Te'ima as well before making Kiddush Shabbos morning. And the Ravid screams, B'chayai Roshi! What's the Rambam thinking here? He goes crazy on the Rambam. What are you talking about there's an Issa of eating Kiddush before Kiddush? There is no Kiddush. That's not a real din in Kiddush. We call it Kiddushei Rabbah. So it's Lashon Sagi Nar. It's Lashon Bnei Adam. There is no Kiddush. So what's the pshat in this? What's in the Kudus HaMachok is Rambam and Ravid? So the Rambam is clearly Lashitason, that the issue is Zachar, and therefore Mitzvah Darabanan Kein Daraisa Tikin. So too, when they instituted Kiddush Shabbos morning, they patterned it after the Kiddush Daraisa. But the Ravid seems to be working with the Ramban. If the mitzvah of Zachar, if the mitzvah of Kiddush right now is the issue is Lakadcho, you don't Lakadish Yovel in the middle of the year. You do every the Kiddush HaMishnas HaChamishim in the beginning, and that's it. There's no second time, let's redo the Kedusha. It doesn't make any sense. If you work with the Ramban, it doesn't make any sense to have a second Kiddush. We make a second Kiddush. That's not really a Kiddush. That's just to do have a Suda Layayin. That's just to give him more Chashivas, but it's not really Midin Kiddush. So that seems to be this issue on whether you're allowed to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning seems to, again, revolve around this Machlokas Rama Ramban, whether the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah is Kiddush is Zachar. So according to the Rambam, Kein Daraisa Tikkun, you can't eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. However, according to the Ramban, and I the Ravid as well, there should be no prohibition of eating before Kiddush Shabbos morning, because there's no din, it's not a din of Kiddush. That's the second Nafka Mina. Nafka Mina number three. There's a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim talks about the concept of Kiddush B'makom Suda. So we, you know, it's a discussion where we seem to paskin Kiddush B'makom Suda as a din d'rabbanan. And it means is that to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, you have to have it B'makom Suda. You have to have the Suda with it. So that's a whole shiur in its own right. It's two days in the Rashbam in terms of what is the nature of this mitzvah. What do you mean Kiddush B'makom Suda in terms of lamdis? Like, what do I need Kiddush B'makom Suda? Who am I doing the favor for? Who am I helping? In other words, is it a din in Kiddush that I want to give chashiv? Is it a Kiddush? Don't just make a boy priya guffin in a vacuum. Let's make it over a Suda. Well, no, it's nothing to do with Kiddush. It's a din in the Suda. I want to give chashivas to my Suda, so I make a boy priya guffin to enhance the Suda. So fundamentally, am I trying to enhance the Kiddush? Am I trying to give more chashivas to the Kiddush? Or am I giving more chashivas to the Suda? My nafkamina. Like, what's the difference? You need Kiddush b'makom Suda. So a very big practical nafkamina comes up every Shabbos. Every Shabbos morning, you probably don't realize it ties into this issue. But the question is, and it seems to be the Minhag Yisrael, we'll get into the Grush Sheet in a minute, but it seems to be most places have a Kiddush after Shul Shabbos morning, and people make Kiddush, and then they have cake, mizonas, and usually without bread. So the question is, I'm not going to ask, is it permissible since the Minhag Yisrael is, what's the issue here about making Kiddush over cake? Do you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Suda? Because the issue perhaps is, if you assume you can't eat before Kiddush, and cake isn't Kiddush B'makom Suda, then the question is, how could you do it? But let's stay away from that for a moment. So, do you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Suda with cake? So the Gaonim say yes. You fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Suda. In other words, do you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush? So, according to the Gaonim, it's enough to have cake to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Suda. And the Gra says, no, you dafka need pas. So what's in the Kudus HaMachlokas between the Gra and the Gaonim? This could be these 2 days in the Rashbam. What's the nature of the din of Kiddush B'makom Suda? According to the Gaonim, Kiddush B'makom Suda is a din in the Kiddush. You have to enhance the Kiddush. Okay, if I want to enhance the Kiddush, so cake is good enough. I'm not just making a Bo'er Priya Guffin, I'm having cake also. But according to the Gra, the Kiddush B'makom Suda is a din in the Suda. On Shabbos, you need a Suda. Suda needs pass. So therefore, you need pass. So therefore, it seems to be, at first glance then, the Minhag Yisrael seems to be like the Gaonim and not the Gra, because many of us make Kiddush over cake. You with me? However, if Salavation wants to point out, maybe you could say, no, it's not a Alaminig isn't necessarily against the Gra. Why isn't it against the Gra? The Gra says you need pas. So there's another Machlokas that Rav Salavation points out. There's another Machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid, you're getting tired, is that the Rambam, the question is, as we mentioned, are you allowed to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning? The Rambam says no. The Ravid says yes. So Rav Salavation points out, Perhaps, maybe, if we paskin like the Ravid, that there is no Isser to eat before Kiddush, so then if you work with the Ravid, so the Gra is not against having cake either. In other words, what's the problem, according to the Gra, if you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, and then you're making Kiddush over cake, you're not Yotzei Kiddush Makom Sudi, you end up eating before Kiddush. But the Rav suggests that perhaps if we paskin like the Ravid, there is no Isser to eat on Shabbos morning before you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, so there's no Raya. The Raya, the Gra, you're not going against the Gra. But the Nafka Mina would be is when you get home. In other words, the question is, according to the Gra, you got to eat the wine with the cake. So Pashas, no. But according to the way the Rav Salvei is saying, perhaps yes, maybe the Gra is not the Binnig itself wouldn't necessarily prove against the Gra, but what definitely would be, the Nafkamina would be, when you go home to eat lunch, when you make Kiddush, you have to do it over Pas. So according to the Gaonim, no, you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush B'makam Suda. According to the Gra, you dafka have to. So again, I think most people go home and usually make a Kiddush again, either because the wives weren't there or whatever, and maybe they like having wine, but it's not a big tircha to go ahead. So I think strictly speaking, we probably pass like the Gaonim, that you wouldn't have to go back and make it over Pas, but there's no reason not to. Why not include the Gra in your Kiddush B'makam Suda? So that would be a definite Nafka Mina. But Shabbos morning wouldn't necessarily prove conclusively. But what about the following Shaila? What about Kiddush Friday night? Are you allowed? Let's say, you know, some people make Kiddush and Chul Friday night. They make it over wine, you know, let's say. But let's say, I'll tell you where it comes up. Let's say Simchas Torah night. Simchas Torah night, I won't name the synagogues, but they do hakafas. And people are different mugs. So in this certain Chul, they do the hakafas first. Some people, they go, they daven, they go eat the meal, and they come back home and do hakafas. But other places, they do the hakafas first. It's a long time until you're going to eat. And they want to call up people for atareso, lechayims, and they want to, you know, a big mitzvah they want to make. We said it's okay to sell aliyahs. That's a different cheer you have to get. Review. But so, too, they want to collect money. It's a mitzvah to collect money for the shul. So they want to do is they want to, so the rabbi makes a kiddush, and then I assume he eats some cake. And then when people get called up for a l'chaim, you know, they want to make a l'chaim and have cake. So the child is, are you allowed to make, let's say, you know, we could use Simchas Torah, but any Friday night. Let's assume the minig in the show is to have cake even. Are you allowed to make Kiddush over cake Friday night? That's the Shaila. So, can I fulfill my mitzvah? Again, because there were assumptions like this. Part of my obligation to fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush, I need Kiddush B'makam Suda. So the shaila is, could I fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush B'makam Suda Friday night with cake? So according to Gaonim, yeah. There's no difference between Shabbos morning and Shabbos night. It's a din in Kiddush, and therefore cake's enough. According to the Vilna Gaon, so we said Shabbos morning, one can make a case that maybe he works with the Ravid, and therefore it's not a problem. But Friday night is clear. According to the Gra, you cannot do that. Because it's clearly an Isser according to everybody to eat before Kiddush Friday night. So according to the Gra, that's an unacceptable practice to make Kiddush over cake and to fulfill and think you're fulfilling your mitzvah of Kiddush B'makam Suda and eat before you make it over Pas. You'll be in violation of eating before you make Kiddush. You know, I'm not saying we pass like the Gra. The Pas Meikra Din, we probably pass like the Gaonim. And strictly speaking, it's okay, you know. So obviously, if you could avoid the situation, you go with the, you know, if you want to be machmir like the Gra, there's no problem, you know. And I mean, my personal opinion, I'm not into lechayims anyway. I'm into giving shir on lechayim. I'm not into drinking lechayim. So I weigh anyway. I am a little hungry, every Friday night I'm hungry when I get back. But then I make my own. I make kiddush. But not so much because I don't think we pass like the Gaonim. I'm not really into lechayims. I don't really want to have. I'm not impressed with the cake selection. It's more of a pragmatic thing. But you know, but I have no reason not to be, you know, wait and fulfill. The minig is, we usually, Friday night, the minig is to go with the Gra. The minig Shabbos morning is to go, again, it's not necessarily against the Gra, so, you know, so, but either way, but that's clear. According to the Gra, that does not work. Kiddush b'makom suda with cake, you can't even fit it into the Gra. So that, you know, so that would be, that'd be the machlokas there. You know, so that would be, you know, depending, as we mentioned, Shabbos morning, whether, according to the Rambam, there'd be an istitip before Kiddush Shabbos morning. But according to the Ramban, you know, we could fit in the Gra, you know, this Kiddush Makom Suda works in the Quran, but perhaps this ties into our issue as well with the Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. What about Kiddush Mib'od Yom? What about making Kiddush before it's yet Shabbos? Again, I don't mean, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Rav Soi Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Well, that's a separate topic, the Mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So everyone agrees, if you bring in Shabbos early, you can make Kiddush early. Again, whether you have to eat the kazayas of bread later, other things, you know, we could get into when we get into the topic. But I'm not talking about that. Everyone would agree that if you brought in Shabbos early, again, I don't mean whatever early means, I'm not getting into Plaga Mincha, but you already, let's assume, you know, you brought in Shabbos, that you can make Kiddush. So I'm asking my question, let's say you weren't Makabel Shabbos yet. It's Samach with Shabbos. Let's say it's 18 minutes before, half an hour before. Could I make Kiddush before Shabbos starts? So this could be a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says explicitly you can. The Rambam writes, in fact, that's the kasha. The Rambam writes, you can make Kiddush Mibod Yom. So the kasha that he asks on the Rambam is, the Rambam holds there is no, the Rambam sheet is, there is no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam only quotes the mitzvah by Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. If there is no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, how can he make Shabbos early? The terrorist is, that's the mitzvah. The Rambam sheet is, the mitzvah of Kiddush is to bring it in early. It's the Chira Shevach V'Hodah, and Samach Shabbos, I get ready, I can start. And similarly, you can make Havdalah before, you can't do Malacha before Shabbos is over, but you could, obviously you can't light the candle, but that's the Rambam with Shittasam. The Rambam Shittas, you can make Kiddush before Shabbos starts, and you can make Havdalah before Shabbos is over. But according to the Ramban, it'd be ridiculous. You can't even entertain that question. It's like, if making Shabbos is bringing in the Kedushah Sayyom, you can't bring it in before Shabbos. Again, if you want to, you could bring in through a Tosefes Shabbos and make it early, but that's a Machlokas Ramban. Can you bring in Shabbos early? Now, can you make Kiddush before Shabbos? According to the Rambam, yes. According to the Ramban, no. An interesting, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Shaila about a nursing home. I might have been Pesach, but either way, because the case is, obviously, it's the rabbi, I think, the nursing home's eating early. Let's assume after Plag HaMincha. But he's going to go home and make Shabbos later. The Shaila was, can he make Kiddush for the nursing home? So he gets into the whole discussion, but according to the Rambam, it's not a problem. Because you're not accepting Shabbos, you can make, but according to the Ramban, it would, you know, so that gets this tie in, that would be depending on that issue. That would be another nafgamina, Rambam, Ramban. Perhaps another nafgamina as well is, there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger that, even though he doesn't say it explicitly, he says it ulai, perhaps, about, again, it has to do with our discussion we discussed previously on how much of the mitzvah and the discussion we're going to have next time, but how much of Kiddush is Doraisa. So the Rambam's opinion is Kiddush B'Dvarim is enough. And we discussed the Magen Avraham, perhaps you could be Yotzi your mitzvah of Tefillah in Davening, your mitzvah of Kiddush in Davening. So there's Rabbi Akiva Eger that suggests maybe that's where the minig developed when you come home and you say good Shabbos, Shabbos Tova, and then your wife responds Shabbos Tova. So perhaps she's Yotzi a mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah. You know, he just yelled the question of how could a, the question we discussed in the past, how could a husband go home and make Kiddush for his wife if he fulfilled his mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah and his wife not to Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe the minig of saying, he says, Ulai. So Rabbi Kiva Eger suggested, the Bir Halacha says, it's ridiculous, no way, that doesn't work, Shabbos Tova. So what's the issue, what's the machlokas, what's the nekudas ha-machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says maybe Shabbos Tova works, versus Rabbi Gebir Halach, who says no way. So it could be this machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Ramban writes, there's a mitzvah, what's the mitzvah of Shabbos? It's Zechira. Zechira Shevach V'Hodah. The Shaila is, according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah of Zechira, so you have to mention Shevach V'Hodah. So perhaps the Bir Halach is working with the Rambam, that's not enough to say good Shabbos, that doesn't give it a unique status. But according to the Ramban, that all you have to do is bring in the Kedusha, so just saying good Shabbos, okay, then you could argue maybe that's enough. So perhaps according to the Rambam, a Zechira called to who isn't enough. You got to have Zechira Shevach V'Hodah. You got to mention Mekadesh HaShab. You got to go into the uniqueness of Shabbos, saying good Shabbos. You know, so maybe saying Shabbos or code, you know, maybe perhaps if you say, and then this is something to bring down, maybe the minig is to say a good Shabbos code is, you know, to try to fulfill the mitzvah even according to the Rambam. But if this ain't good Shabbos, so perhaps one could argue, according to the Rambam, the Bir Halacha is working with the Rambam, it's a no-go, you need more than that. But according to the Ramban, a Zechir is called to it. Who cares? It's all about bringing the Kedusha, so saying good Shabbos is enough. Your Kavanah is to bring in the Shabbos there. That's Nafkamina number 4 or 5, right? And one more Nafkamina to conclude, because the hour is getting late, you got to go back. You have a lot of work to do. It's perhaps it could tie into another machokes. It's a discussion of a woman chayiv. We said clearly a woman is chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night. In fact, she's chayiv in HaTorah in Kiddush. What about the mitzvah of Shabbos morning, Kiddushei Rabbah? So let's assume we can't, you know, we have a mitzvah, you know, we have a mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos morning. There's a machokas Rama Raiva whether you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. Everyone agrees we have a mitzvah making Kiddush Shabbos morning. What about a woman? Is she even chayiv in the Kiddush Shabbos morning? So it's a machokas Rishonim. What's the Nakuda? It's a machokas Rambam and Raivid, as you guessed. The Rambam Lashitason. The Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Kiddush Friday night, and Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Just like the woman achayiv in the mitzvah Friday night, the achayiv in the mitzvah Shabbos morning. And therefore, a woman achayiv to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. The Raivid Lashitason, like the Rambam, who scream Chaye Roshi on the Rambam, but there is no mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos morning. This is because we call it Kiddushei Rabbah, we call it Kiddush Gosham and Adam. It's just to give, we should make a boy pray a Gofen al the Suda, but it's nothing to do with Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush twice. And therefore, women are not obligated at all in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Therefore, that's a further heter in terms of, that ties into the whole issue in terms of whether women can eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. Perhaps they're not even chayiv in Kiddush, like the Raivid. And even if there is, maybe it's like the Raivid that there's no issue eating before Kiddush. Or some, or, you know, you could even argue maybe there's a chumrah. You know, that if a woman, you know, I guess it gets into, it's a totally separate shaila about eating before davening. They're two different issues. There's one issue eating before davening, and there's another issue eating before Kiddush. They aren't necessarily the same. But let's summarize. We seem to have a fundamental machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban, on what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush. And it goes back to what it says in the Torah, Zohar Hashom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Is the focus on Zohar, like the Rambam, or is the focus on L'Kadsho, like the Ramban? Everyone agrees you have to make Kiddush Friday night. It's a my nafkamina. What are we getting all worked up on? Major nafkaminas, perhaps. One is Havdalah D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. So according to the Rambam, Lashitasun Zacha Vishamar, Bemitza Bechnyaso, Bechnisaso, Vitsyaso, according to the Rambam, is the mitzvah Zechira Shevach Voda in the beginning and its end. According to Ramban, it's Vikidashta Mishasa Chamishim, there's no kiddush, you don't makadish the yovel when it's over, only when it begins. Second Daf Kamina, is there an issa to eat before Kiddushei Rabbah? So, according to the Rambam, yes, because Rabbanan Kain writes a tikkun. According to the Ravid, like the Ramban, there's no concept of Kiddush Shabbos morning. We call it Kiddushei Rabbah, but it's not Kiddush. And this ties into this whole issue of Kiddush from Makom Suda, this whole machlokes Gaonim and Gra, whether you can make it over cake or not. Is Kiddush from Makom Suda didn't Kiddush, like the Gaonim saying, it's enough just to give chashivas to the Kiddush through cake? Or if they didn't sue, they like the Gra says, you have to make it over bread. The Minhag Yisrael seems to be like the Gaonim, but as Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, even the Gra we could fit in to making Kiddush over cake Shabbos morning, because maybe we passing like the Ravid, there is no Isser to make cake. There is no Isser to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. But Friday night, there's no getting out of it. We got to make a stand. If you make Kiddush over cake Friday night, so then you're taking the Gaonim Shita, but according to the Gra, it's definitely a no-go. You have to make Kiddush over bread. And of course, the Gra would agree when you go home, even Shabbos lunch, you'd have to make Kiddush over bread. Nafka Mina number 3 or 4 is whether Kiddush Mebod Yom, can I make Kiddush before Shabbos? Rambam, yes, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to remember Shabbos. Bichnisaso v'yitziyaso and Samach Lekach is okay. And according to the Ramban, it's to sanctify the day through Kiddush. You can't make Shechiyano before it's Yantiv. You can't make Kiddush before it's Yantiv. And the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Egebir Halacha, where the Shabbos Tova works. According to the Rambam, no, you need a special Zechira Shevach Voda. Good Shabbos doesn't cut it. According to the Ramban, yeah, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's enough just to bring in the Kiddush. That's why I think someone make a compromise. You should say Shabbos HaKodesh or something to fulfill everybody. And the last nafkamin is a woman chayiv in the midst of Kiddush Shabbos morning. According to the Rambam, yes, because Rabban again the rice and tikkun. According to Rambam, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos morning. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Friday night. And hence, a woman, it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, and therefore a woman should be exempt.